Malawi has been experiencing recurrent dry spells for several weeks since November. In the revised national address Saturday night, Chakwera said this has affected over 700,000 hectares of maize, representing 44.3% of the national crop area.
In all the 23 districts where I'm declaring a state of disaster today, the most urgent need is food because of the large number of people at risk of hunger.
Chakwera said a preliminary report by the Malawi Vulnerability Assessment Committee shows that drought is affecting nearly 2 million farming households and their crops, including maize, rice, beans, cowpeas, and groundnuts. President Chakwera therefore appealed for urgent assistance of about $200 million in food aid from UN agencies, the World Bank, and other relief groups to purchase an estimated 600,000 metric tons of maize required for the humanitarian response.
All those who have any resources in cash or kind to spare to avail those resources as donations to the presidential initiative to stop hunger, which will be coordinated by my office through the Department of Disaster Management Affairs.
The appeal comes 2 weeks after Chakwera visited some of the districts affected by the impact of El Nino weather conditions in central and northern Malawi. This is the fourth time for Chakwera to declare national disaster since he came into office in 2020. The most recent one was last year when Cyclone Freddy, which also hit Mozambique and Madagascar, displaced thousands of people in southern Malawi and washed away their crops. However, some commentators say Chakwera could have made the appeal sooner, just as neighboring Zambia did in February when the country had gone without rain for 5 weeks. Members of the Committee for Agriculture in the Malawi Parliament have on several occasions requested the government to declare a state of disaster for the prevailing hunger situation facing 4.4 million Malawians. But Chakwera said this is not time for a blame game.
Fellow Malawians, there is no one in this country who is at fault for any of the disasters that keep coming against us. But if we stand united and put away the politics of pettiness and negativity to confront this latest disaster, there is no one in this country who should die because of hunger.
Chakwera said the government has introduced Mega Farms initiative to help shield Malawians from the impact of disasters which affect the country's food basket. For VOA Africa, I am Lameck Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.